All right, excellent. Luis, I see you got a hand up, or Luis, please.
Good morning, thank you. Brandon, last time you made some comments on how to deal with analysts and accommodators. I was wondering if you can get a little bit more with assertive people and those that really are stretching things, kind of what the process is to manage down with those, negotiate with those people, and maybe even see how they tick or make them tick in a broader direction. So,
all right, fantastic. No, great question. And I'm really glad you asked it, because we were just talking a little bit about Chris. And for those of you that don't know, Chris's natural type is assertive. And I think, you know, to your point about dealing with assertives in general, I think that's a direct effect of his mental fatigue middle of the afternoon, because he spent so much energy aggressively coming at people up until that point in the day that it's hard to keep up that level of aggression or assertiveness. And it does, in fact, wear you out, you know, mentally and physically. And so, you know, I think being very cognizant of, you know, somewhat of what we would call a circadian rhythm, right, a little bit, and knowing that they're probably mentally fatigued, and then you can even come at it that way. You know, it's late in the day, boss. I'd imagine you've already thought through a lot of decisions, and you don't really want to think through anymore at this point in the day. Do you have an issue with X? No, bang, you're out the door, right? And if you're dealing with someone, you know, especially an assertive that maybe sometimes might forget what they said or forget what they committed to because they were just too busy being aggressive. When you get in that moment, you know, the rule of three is this idea: if we get confirmation from someone in some form three times before we move forward. Number one, because people have a tendency to remember things they agreed to three times. And number two, it also creates an emotional moment that we can refer back to later on in the timeline, right? Let's say something blows up. You can go back, when you said this three times, how was I supposed to interpret that, right? And so specifically with dealing with an assertive, do you got a problem with me doing X? No. Okay, that's your first of three confirmations, as it were, in the moment. You could easily follow that up with a label. Sounds like you're not going to have any issue with this. No, of course not. But please go ahead. All right. And then you could paraphrase it. So you're good with me taking on this effort and handling it this way. Yeah, of course. That's good to go. Go ahead and get out of my office. Now you've gotten that three times. And if something blows up, or they change their mind down the line, you got the, for all intents and purposes, the incident defense. When we talked about this last week, and I asked you three times, what did you want me to interpret from that, right? And now you're essentially off the hook. So that's one. And then another one that's just in general with dealing with assertives, we know that they like to talk, right? They generally have a dissertation they need to get off their chest. Mm-hmm. Mirrors are a great way to navigate your way through that dissertation. And specifically when you're mirroring, right, as they're going on and on, they're going to say stuff that is actually important to you. Eventually, they're going to say something that you want them to focus on. That's what you end up mirroring.
Okay.
And it very much directs their thought process, kind of like a, you know, like a pinball in a pinball machine. Your flippers are the mirrors, for all intents and purposes. But that's a great question.
I'm thinking specifically, I'm dealing with a broker. He sources good sites for us. I'm a real estate developer, and he sources good sites.
Okay.
And let's say market commissions are at 3%. Well, he comes and says, well, I'm bringing all this. I want 6%. And I'm getting this with XYZ and blah, 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 and just hammering through. And you guys are just not being grateful enough. The market is at 3%. And he's starting to negotiate at 6 and really just throwing it at your face, making facts up. And love to hear more of that. Maybe it's repeating the same thing that he just said, or maybe there's a slight twist to that.
Yeah, no, great, great question. So, and I love the clarification here. So yes, mirrors are going to be helpful, right? When he's rambling on, as it were. what's nice is you got a bit of a relationship with this guy and you understand how he works a little bit, how he ticks. And so that should inform you on how, what a good accusations audit should look like. And so I know you put in the time to source this information, right? You've clearly put in work, and obviously you're gonna feel like there's a certain amount of this that belongs to you for X reasons. That could be your start, especially in regards to you know, these commission percentages and things of that nature, what percentage belongs to him and vice versa. And then go silent, right? Because you want to say, yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then you could follow up with, you know, what I got to say next, you're really not going to like. Right? How bad, how bad of a position would we put you in? What sort of damage do we potentially let ourselves in for by saying we can't do that? By saying that this isn't something that works for us. You know, out the gate, we know that this is a problem. What sort of damage do we let ourselves in for by letting you know this is an issue for us? Right. And then, right, you're putting the problem back on him to solve, but you're also at the same time sounding him out. Right. You know that he feels like he worked hard, he's deserved, and you're worried about causing damage. And now it's easy to work with you. It's easy to respect you and know that you're somewhat trying to protect all of us at the same time. And so that would kind of be a decent start for an interaction with a person of that nature.
Got it. Thank you.